el programa del recuerdo, folclore, tangos y rosas.
Si Alberto Pocho Dominguez ay broadcaster sa programang Espanyol ng SBS ng 13 taon.
I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the Latin American people, particularly people of, from Uruguay and Argentina, were listening. Listening to the program of Pocho was like to be at home for an hour.
Si Dominguez ay isinilang sa Uruguay at naging national cycling champion doon bago lumikas kasama ng asawa at apat na anak sa Sydney noong 1974. Sa kabila nito, ang buhay para kay Dominguez ay matatandaan dahil sa mga pangyayari sa kanyang pagkamatay. Sakay siya ng American Airlines Flight 11 nang ito ay bumangga sa hilagang tower ng World Trade Center noong 11 ng Setyembre 2001. Sinabi ni Darwin Rodriguez sa SBS na hindi siya makapaniwala sa kanyang narinig nang malaman niyang kasama sa pagsalakay ang kanyang kaibigan.
Well, it was devastating. I feel for a few hours, and I called a lot of people just to confirm while I was listening. But I felt very sad, very sad. Something like I wasn't quite sure at the start if I was dreaming.
Isa pang Australianong namatay ng araw na iyon ay ang 29 na taong Andrew Knox. Isinilang sa Adelaide, nagtatrabaho siya bilang environmental architect sa isang 130 palapag ng North Tower nang tumama ang eroplano. Sa kanyang unang panayam sa telebisyon, buhat ang mamatay ang kanyang kaibigan, sinabi ni Kirsten Andrews na nagsalita siya tungkol sa magandang kinabukasan ni Ginoong Knox.
He was pretty engaged in politics and the union movement as well. To be honest, I always assumed he'd run for parliament and he had enough support within the Labor Party to have done that if that had been his ambition one day.
Nakatagpo ni Kirsten Andrews si Knox sa isang university exchange sa Estados Unidos halos isang dekada bago nangyari ang trahedya. Naniniwala siyang gugustuhin ni Knox ang isang maamong sagot tungkol sa naganap niyang kamatayan.
I like to think that he would have been proud of the way some of us have responded, which is to try to make the world a better place where these things don't occur. I think that he would have been distressed to see the war that resulted and the way that the lack of inclusion and interfaith dialogue that has been part of the world politics since that time.
Ito ay katulad ng sentimiento ni Simon Kennedy na kung saan ang kanyang inang Yvonne ay namatay nang ang kanyang sinasakyang eroplano ay bumangga sa Pentagon. Subalit hindi ito nangyari hanggang napatay si Osama bin Laden na pinili ni Ginoong Kennedy upang magsalita sa publiko.
I felt a sort of responsibility all of a sudden because I saw so much anti-Islam sentiment floating around. I saw so much of that going on and I wasn't okay with it because that's not the way I feel. That's not the way I live. And I didn't want other people taking control of that conversation on my behalf.
Sinabi ni Ginoong Kennedy na hindi niya hahayaan na ang mga pahayag ng galit ay maging pamantayan kahit na sa harap ng mga bagong banta mula sa nagpahayag sa sariling Islamic State.
And then we had ISIS. I mean, who could have picked that there'd be something almost worse than Al-Qaeda, but it feels like that's what we're looking at right now. So that unfortunately puts a lot of fear into people, and fear can make people act against their better knowledge.
Si dating punong ministro John Howard ay nasa Washington noong 11 ng Setyembre 2001. Isa siyang matibay na kaalyada ng Estados Unidos pagkatapos ng trahedya at sumuporta sa pakikialam ng dalawang bansa sa Afghanistan at Iraq. Nagsalita si Ginoong Howard tungkol sa kahalagahan ng pagtingin sa sinabi niyang moderate Islam at ang ekstremistang terorista.
Well, I don't want anybody vilified on the basis of their religion. That's wrong. But equally, it's pointless ignoring the fact that extreme terrorists use their perverted version of Islam to justify what they do. And that is a reality. And I think it's unrealistic to ignore that. I don't think the result of September 11 was a vilification of Muslims. I think the result of September 11 was a legitimate response to an unprovoked, unjustified attack.
Sa isang mahabang panayam sa SBS, nagsalita din si Ginoong Howard tungkol sa ebolusyon ng pangmundong terorismo at natatakot siyang ang mga tinatawag na pag-atake ng mga lone wolf ay magiging panibagong pamantayan.